We're doing the Avat Chesed. We're on page Reish Chaf Beis in the regular edition, Reish Tzadi Gimel in the Zeligman edition. The Chafetz Chaim had been discussing the mitzvah of Bikur Cholim, and he'd been discussing something that I want you guys to change in the Jewish people. The people are not serious enough about taking care of their own sick. So you guys, we have a class here, over a minion of people. You got to go out and start in your own communities developing this idea that we have to take care of our sick. When people are sick, we go and visit them, we see how they're doing. So the Chafetz Chaim says, it's terrible. People are so lenient with this biblical mitzvah. You have people that are dying in the cold. And gentlemen, this is true here in Jerusalem as well. I used to have an old neighbor. He was the top Sfaradi chazan in his youth. And then he became old. And he didn't have enough heating in his house. So it snowed one day. Yeah, here in Jerusalem, does that sometimes. You guys probably saw that, right? And I went to clear his path for him so that he could get out. And I went and I asked him if I could pick up some groceries at the local store. So I'm knocking on the door. And after about 2 minutes, he opens the door. And he's standing there wrapped. He's wearing like five or six layers, literally, two or three gloves. And I walk into the house and it's freezing. And he's sitting there huddled over one radiator. And I asked him, what's going on here? He has this hot cup of tea, and he says to me, well, I can't keep the radiator on all the time. I can't afford that. You know how many people live that way here in Jerusalem? Not only in Jerusalem. I'm saying there are a lot. And the Chafetz Chaim says, you know, people drop dead because people don't visit them. A person can be sick. He's in bed. We had a student here, more than one student, who died out of illness, and no one visited them. We don't even know how they died. So the Chafetz Chaim says, a person is going to have to say later on, I had no hand in the person's dying. Can he really say that? Part of the mitzvah of Bikur Cholim is, go see how the guy's doing. Unfortunately, wherever you guys go, you'll see there are people who live alone. There are a lot. Almost every building or two buildings has one. I beg guys when they live here, when you leave, you're not married, take an apartment with other people. It's good because it helps you maintain good midot, so you'll be good marriageable material. And it's good because this way, if you're sick, you have other people there. And it sounds far-fetched, but what can we do? Every year or two, we bury another student. You know, we have hundreds of students going through our doors here, right? But the fact of the matter is, we keep yard sites here for students who lived alone. And sometimes the impression is that the person had a flu. And then it got worse, and he had no one there to help him. Fact of the matter is, these things happen. So the Chafetz Chaim says, you know, part of the mitzvah of Bikur Cholim is checking up that the person has what he needs to get better. And if we're lenient on it, then later on we're going to have to be able to come clean and say, we didn't do anything. It says if a visitor comes to town, the elders have to testify, we didn't let him leave our city without giving him the food he needed. The sages said, that means if the elders didn't take care of the city, and the person left, and no one gave him the food he needed for the road, the Torah is coming to equate that with murder. Because if a person's short on food, he could end up getting killed over that. He goes to places that are dangerous to get food. He stops in at places where he shouldn't be stopping in to get his food. And then he's found murdered. If that's the case, on a case that seems a little far-fetched, the guy's, sach hakol, what's he doing? He's leaving my city. What do I have to worry about? Oh, Vin Yonatan, right? What about here? The guy's already sick. He's lying in bed. You know there's a problem. And people ignore it. And the fact that people ignore the idea that someone's sick, so that does bring a person's death closer sometimes. And we discussed that today. It's true in hospitals. It's true in so many situations where if you have someone there who's fighting for you, he's your advocate, then the hospital takes better care of you. Bevadai gadol havon minaso. Undoubtedly, this is a sin that's too weighty to carry. And about this, we can also quote what the Talmud says in Tractate Ksubos Kol Ma'amalim Ein Min Hatzdaka Kilu Oved Avodah Zarah. Anyone who ignores charity, it's as though he worships foreign gods, because the Talmud quotes a verse. Ki ayetzo mefateu l'adam shealim ein min ani achol azeh. What happens is our desire. I want to do what I want to do with my time, right? So then, we're seduced to ignore it. We feel like, you know, he's an old man. Why should I go visit my neighbor? He's fine. He must have kids, no? You know, there's a telephone today. If he needed something, he could call someone. We give ourselves all kinds of excuses. I have to tell you a disgusting story. This woman was a frum nurse in the hospital. True story. Unfortunately, I've heard this story more than once. This is a story that's ongoing. It keeps repeating itself. And she sees an old lady in the hospital. And the lady is in a ward where it's pretty obvious she isn't getting out. But she's there already for 2 or 3 months, and she's all alone. No one ever visits her. So the nurse visits her every day. And after a month or two, the nurse asks her, you know, did you have any relatives? And the nurse and the lady says, sure, I got 2 kids. So the nurse says, oh, they must live overseas or something. And the woman says, no, they live a half hour drive away. And she says, so they must come when I'm not on duty. And the woman says, no, I've been in the hospital for 2 months and they've never come. And the nurse says, well, why? And she says, well, I made a mistake. I basically wrote up a will already. And they basically told me that they're waiting for me to die and they wish me well. And that's the end of it. And so they're never going to come visit me. Now, if this story only happened once, you could say, that's exceptional, you know, there are really bad people in the world. But now that I've heard the story time and again, and almost, I have to say, almost every time I end up going to the hospital to visit older people, they tell me how, you see that guy sitting next to me? His own kids don't visit him for months at a time. So it suddenly strikes me that this is a common malady. That our generation is witnessing children who do not visit their own parents when they're in the hospital. You'd see it once, you'd say, okay, weird things in the world. You start seeing it over and over again, you come to the realization there's something terribly wrong going on here. I'm only telling you this because you will have neighbors. You will see people around you. Don't assume their kids are visiting them. Unfortunately, you can't assume that anymore. Velo yikanes klal leveito. I visited one person a few months ago, and he told me, just being here in the hospital is going to keep me from for life. I said, what do you mean? He said, look around me. I'm the only one that has visitors here. I'm in a ward. He had 3 or 4 other beds next to him. He said, everyone here is my envy. I'm their envy. They all keep coming to me and say, what do you do? How come your kids visit you and your neighbors visit you and everyone visits you and we're lying here all alone? Okay, we're trained to do this. This is a mitzvah in the Torah. It's so sad that today the rest of the world has, a lot of the world has lost this basic decency. So we have a responsibility to our neighbors as well. You can't assume just because they have children or siblings they're actually in touch with him. Because, so the Chafetz Chaim says, what happens is we're seduced to this line of thinking. We don't visit this poor, ill person. You know, we all know what's going to happen. You're going to visit him, and you're going to ask him, can I get you something? And he's going to say, yes. And suddenly you're going to find yourself helping him, and you're going to be stuck with a lot of work helping him. So of course you don't want to go visit. We all know it's not just the visit. The mitzvah biker chol involves doing more. Maybe it involves helping him with his laundry. Maybe it involves other things. But a person doesn't realize that ignoring someone else in need is really endangering his own life. On the contrary, if someone goes to the poor person when he's sick and he advises him and helps him, figures out how to help him get out of it, sometimes just the good word, you say something positive to someone and you give him that feeling that there is a future. He has such wages waiting for him from above. Just for visiting someone, our sages said, what we saw the Talmud from Nedarim earlier, what great wages wait for a person. And certainly in this case, you're fulfilling the mitzvah of charity, you're also fulfilling the mitzvah of saving someone's life. And when a person tries to comfort him and strengthen him with his words, you're meriting so many great things. I have to tell you, I used to think that this isn't common. When can you say something that'll really affect someone? And the older I get, the more I see that when you say a good word, it sits by people. Just the other day, I saw two women meeting. One visited the other. This woman was in the hospital after suffering a stroke. So the woman who was visiting her, just before she left, she said to her, "You know, you look so pretty." And then she said goodbye and left. And the woman who had a stroke, she couldn't move half her face. So anytime she smiled, it was half a smile. Anytime she tried to eat or sip a drink, she'd have to stand there holding her lips shut on one half of the face, and the other half she could use. So the last thing she felt was pretty. But when this visitor threw that one line and told her, "You know, you look so pretty," and then left, she spent days marveling in that, "Wow, I am pretty." And that gave her the strength to get out of bed and put on makeup and get dressed and do her exercise and do what she had to do. We throw one good word. We don't begin to see the ripple effects in someone else's life when you say something positive, you say something nice. So I'm just saying I never gave it enough value. I never thought what impact our kind words can have on other people. And the older I get, the more I see that the smallest kind word can really change other people's attitudes. And that's what Chafetz Chaim says. That's why there are such great wages waiting for a person who actually does these things. And as our sages said, our sages said there are 11 blessings waiting for a person who comforts, a person who comforts the poor. And we discussed this in the mitzvah of tzedakah. And here Chafetz Chaim is bringing it with regards to the mitzvah of Bikur Cholim.